Good afternoon. It is Thirsty Thursday. Get your shot of motivation with your host, Eric Jones Jr. of Heartworks Podcast. How is everyone doing on this nice, hot? When I mean hot, I gotta ride around without my shirt like I'm J.R. Smith and Swaggy P. Hot. But it's a good day. I go to work in a little bit. Hope everyone is enjoying their week, having a great week. Hope everyone has accomplished some things. I've accomplished some good business moves. I've accomplished some good family things. So it's been a good week for me. You guys know my segment. You won't believe this. So I really haven't seen anything in person, but I seen on the internet, I think it was yesterday or the day before, it was Pac-Man Jones. He's an NFL player. And he's known for fighting, he's known for violence, and he was getting into it with a security guard at the Atlanta airport. So the security guard was like, oh yeah, just because you're an NFL player, you ain't tough. So he wanted to get buck, and you know, they cursing each other, and then the security guard hits him. He like, oh yeah, what's up? Pac-Man had a backpack on. He adjusted that backpack, moved this girl out the way, and him and dude was fighting, and just say dude was on the floor knocked out. Moral of this, just because someone has a title doesn't mean they aren't from where you're from. Don't try somebody just because they got money. Money doesn't make you toughness. Toughness comes before the money even gets there. So today's topic is resilience. Resilience is to recover quickly. Toughness. You have to recover quickly. So when something happens to you, you have to recover quickly. You get injured. You have to recover quickly. You find out you're getting sick. You need to find out what's the best method is to get better quickly. Because the longer you wait, the longer the problem, the problem doesn't get solved. I had my last surgery when I was 17 years old. I think I was a sophomore or junior in high school. So they were like, yeah, you're going to get this last surgery, but we have to put a metal plate in your arm. I'm like, metal plate? Okay. So they do the surgery and they put the metal plate in there. And I went to the hospital at Shriners Hospital. And they had a basketball court there. So I see people and they're outside, they're hooping. And they're not outside, but they're at the court hooping. But I just had surgery about an hour or 2 hours before then. So I go down and I'm like, man, I want to play. That means I have to play with my left hand. And I was dominantly right. So I go out there and I play. I'm like, skip it. Let's see what can happen. And I go out there and I recover quickly from the surgery because I was able to play ball. I was able to play so good that I won. But with that recovery, I had to make an adjustment. Like I said, I was right hand dominant. I had to learn how to play with my left hand. I had to shoot with my left hand. I had to make layups with my left hand, dribble with my left hand. So I had to make the adjustment as I recovered quickly. And then I was able to win the game. And life, when you're going through something, when resilience hits you, when adversity hits you, when you have to overcome something, you have to make an adjustment because you might have been doing what you have been doing, and that's why you got where you got. So you got to do something different to get where you want. Let me say that again. You're doing the same things over. That's what got you where you're at. But if you try something different, it'll get you where you want. So you have to do something different, but you have to get up and move quickly. Speed kills. Execution. Team execution. You have to execute quickly, because if you don't, that problem will stay there and that problem will get worse. You don't want the problem to get worse. You want to get the problem done, killed quickly. So just like me with my surgery, I recovered quickly. I was able to get out there. I was able to even use my hand that had the cast on it. And I was able to do things that I wasn't able to do before because I tried something different. So try something different, recover quickly, and make the adjustments. You can measure my arms, but you can't measure my heart. Everyone has heart, but do you have heart? Yeah, the heart works, but are you putting in heart work? Have a good Thursday. talk to you guys next week. I might have a weekend special show. You guys have a great rest of your day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.